The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another installment of the Wednesday Weekly Word with Pastor Charles St. James of the Tabernacle of Strength Christian Fellowship in sunny Barstow, California. The Wednesday Weekly Word is a Beyond the Podium production of Holy Tabernacle Outreach Mission Incorporated, located in Las Vegas, Nevada. The Tabernacle is also home of the exciting new Blessed Bible Book Memory Program, where you can learn to effortlessly recite all the books of the Bible. Visit our website at www.holytabernacleoutreach.org for more details. Now, you are invited to join our speaker, Pastor Charles St. James, for tonight's Wednesday Weekly Word.
Hi, this is Pastor St. James of the Tabernacle of Strength Christian Fellowship in Barstow, California. Now, I've got a special treat for everybody tonight. There's a man of God right now in the Tabernacle Ministries in Las Vegas, and he has a special message to deliver tonight to everybody. You know, at times we all go through hardships, trials, and tribulations of various types, and sometimes we may lose a little bit of faith, but we need to be strengthened, and we need the encouragement to go forth and the reminder to remind us that God is still there for us, even when we're experiencing those hard times. So the man of God I'm talking about is Elder Mills. He's of the Tabernacle Ministries in Las Vegas. And here he is now with a special message called Something Good is Coming Out of This.
Amen. I'd like to give honor to God and all the listeners that's out there today. May God bless you. Today I'll be coming out of the book of Daniel, chapter 3. Verse 19 through 25. Nebuchadnezzar was so furious with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego that his face became distorted with rage. He commanded that the furnace be heated 7 times hotter than usual. Then he ordered some of the strongest men of his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and throw them into the blazing furnace. So they tied them up and threw them into the furnace fully dressed. And because the king, in his anger, had demanded such a hot fire in the furnace, the flames killed the soldiers as they threw them in. But suddenly, Nebuchadnezzar jumped up in amazement and said to his advisors, "Didn't we tie up 3 men and throw them into the furnace?" "Yes, your majesty, we certainly did," they replied. "Look," Nebuchadnezzar shouted, "I see 4 men, unbound, walking around in a fire, unharmed, and the 4th look like a god." And I would like to go into prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for giving me another opportunity to bring your word, Lord. Lord, word my mouth, Lord, that your listeners may take it to heart, Lord, and go through their life, Lord, spreading the good news of yours, Lord. And I thank you for an opportunity like this, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. And just like Pastor St. James today told you that the message of the day is something as good is going to come out of this. And I know today some of you are going through the greatest fire of your life, and it's the kind that hurts, and it's the kind that can make you cry. But what you should do is be praising God that you made it to the fire. There are others that never made it to the fire, and there are others that died at the door. The king's 3 most mighty men in his army died at the door. It's a miracle that you made it this far. You could have died in that car wreck. You could have died in a drug overdose. You could have never woken up for being hospitalized for alcohol poisoning or whatever. Also, it's a miracle that you're not locked up in prison, but God was merciful to you. So you should be praising God right now that you made it to the fire when there are others that died at the door. Now, before I got saved, I didn't know God. I didn't have no relationship or anything with him, but he was still watching over me. I wasn't serving him, but he was keeping his hands on me. He sent his angels to deliver me. And when I look back at my life and seeing the things I went through, it's a miracle that I made it this far. God is with us even when we don't know him. And thank God I made it to the fire. Now God is going to get you out of the fire. But as a reminder, God was with you before you ever got into the fire, and he is not going to leave you now. As a matter of fact, if you are in the middle of the fiery furnace tonight, it is proof positive that you are coming out because the miracle started at the door. And if God wasn't going to bring you out, you would have died at the door. You wouldn't have never made it. And I know I'm talking to someone tonight, right now, that are going through the fire, and I know you're feeling the heat. And I know some of you are going through the greatest fire of your life. For some, it's financial fire. For some, it's the fire of sickness and battle for your health. For some, it's going through the fire of a relationship or dealing with family members. And for some, it's dealing with rebellious children. But I'm here to tell you today that something good is going to come out of this. You are going to make it, and you are not going to burn up in the fire. And you're going to come out, and I don't mean you're going to come out crawling on your knees. You're not going to come out all beat up with no clothes, no money, no peace, no joy, smelling like smoke. The devil is a liar. When you come out of this, you're coming out blessed. You're coming out healed. You're coming out delivered. You're coming out with some joy and some peace and a greater anointing than ever before in your life. Now the king chose three of his mighty men to tie them up, throw them in a fire. In other words, he has chose his best. He chose his strongest, his meanest, his best trained soldiers in his army. And I know sometimes you can feel like you are fighting on a different level. It feels like the enemy is stronger than ever before and even smarter than before. Well, that should tell you that the devil wouldn't be bringing out his best if you weren't a threat to him. The fact is, he is bringing out the big dogs, and it tells me that you should be a threat to him and that you are getting close to your destiny and close to walking in your purpose. You're getting ready to step into another greater anointing than you ever had before in your life, and he is trying to intimidate you and back you down. The first thing the devil wants to do is to bind you, restrict you, limit you, contain you, take away your liberty, your freedom in God, and everything else that has to do with God. He wants to just back you down from that. Satan hates to see God's children walking and living in their liberty, praising his name in joy and peace, and worshiping and praising God without constraint, without fear or reservation. So the devil sends things our way to push us down, to back us up, to quiet us down, to put a lid on us, to dampen our praise, to get us all tangled up in fear and anxiety and worry. Because he knows the power in our praise and a power in the name of Jesus. The attack of the enemy seems more severe, more aggressive, the pain is deeper, the weight is heavier, and the hurt lasts longer. But I remind you again, something good is going to come out of this. Nobody is perfect. So I know we as Christians have failed down once or twice. But the fact is, the devil will hit you with something you never expected, and it knocks the wind out of you. And you find yourself lying on the ground saying, "What happened?" But these three Hebrew boys found themselves lying on the ground, bound in the midst of the fire. But the story doesn't end there, because it said that wicked king looked into the furnace, and he was amazed. he expected to see three Hebrew boys burning alive, but instead he saw four men up, loose walking around, and a fourth looked like the Son of God. Yes, the king was amazed. Now tonight, folks, you can go ahead and tell yourself that you're amazing. You're amazing because the devil thought he had you. You're amazing because the devil thought because he hurt you and made you cry, it was over. You're amazing because you turned away from your sins, and now you're a child of God, and you're still here. Yeah, you went through hell, but you're still here. Yeah, the devil hit you hard, and you went down, and it hurt, but you're still here. But now we have a newsflash for the devil tonight. We are up again. We are on our feet again, and we are loose from his stronghold. And now that I'm loose, I got my joy back. I got my peace back. I got my praise back. And that's why I will make a joyful noise for the Lord. And if the devil thought I was a problem before, he ain't seen nothing yet. Because while I've been in this fire, I've been working on my shout. I've been working on my dance. As a matter of fact, thank you, Mr. Devil. Because that's where I really learned how to pray. And that's where I really learned how to get my praise on. Because now I know not only the God I serve keep me from evil, but he also keep me from the snares and from the traps of the devil. And he sets me free. But the God I serve can walk right into the middle of that fire and lift me up, and he can liberate me in the middle of my pain and in the middle of the darkest hour of my life. And I have more good news for you. God is getting ready to show up in the middle of your fire. And God is getting ready to show the devil who is really boss. God said, don't worry about those enemies anymore. Don't worry about those haters and those agitators. God is going to take care of them for you. You aren't going to have to say a word. And you're not going to have to lift a hand. Because our good Lord says, stand still. And see the salvation of the Lord vengeance is mine, says the Lord, and I will repay. Now what the fire did for me, the fire burnt off the things that didn't belong in my life. There were some things holding me back, and the fire set me free. The fire set me from selfishness, pride, a lot of other things that was holding me back from God. Now, is there anyone out there that glad they're free? The devil has turned up the heat and his attacks on our health, finances, and your ministry. Your faith has been stretched to the limit. But I came to tell you, once again, what the devil meant for evil, God is going to turn it all around. And God is going to take the very thing that the devil sent to destroy you, and God is going to use it to accelerate you. And next time when the enemy turn up the heat up in your life, go ahead and tell him, go ahead and turn it up seven times more hotter. And I'll come out with a seventh degree blessing, seven times more joy, seven times more peace, seven times more anointing, for my Savior is with me. I'm talking to somebody tonight who feels like you've been in low gear, like you've been walking around in quicksand, like nothing really seems to work out. But I'm here to tell you that God is getting ready for a major breakthrough. Now, I'm going to look in Isaiah chapter 43, verse 2, and it says, when you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not burn up. The flames will not consume you. No matter what fire you are dealing with, as long as you have faith in God that loves us so much, he will be there. He will be there with us to bring us more pure than what we went in. And I'd like to say this before I close out. Just remember, saints, that God is with us every step of the way. He says that he would never leave or forsake us. And all the trouble that comes through our life, it is to mold us and to strengthen us as we go through our walk with Christ. But also remember that God doesn't tempt us with evil. The enemy does. But like I said, God turns those evil things around for our good and for his good. And just keep a reminder, keep on praying, stand in God's word, and pray for those that are still blind and a part of this wicked world. Pray for your families. Pray for all of our families. Because ever since the day that I was saved, family members have turned their backs on me. But it's still not enough to make me back down and give the devil the glory, because God be the glory. And I would thank you for listening tonight, but I'm going to go into another word of prayer. And may we bow our heads. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for wording my mouth, Lord. Thank you for sending down your Holy Spirit, Lord, to dwell in the place, Lord. And Lord, I pray that it touched somebody's heart that's going through these tough times, that's going through the times of this fire, the times that it feels like we just can't take no more. But God, you said that you would never give us anything that we cannot take, because you are there with us to hold us up. And Lord, I ask that you grab the hands of your saints, Lord, and lead us on our way, Lord. Because if we look left or if we look right, Lord, it is trouble. Keep our heads straight, Lord, so we can keep walking straight down a narrow road. Lord, the ones that are still lost in this world, Lord, some way, somehow, Lord, soften their hearts, Lord. Open those spiritual eyes, Lord, so they can come and see that there is real hope in this life. They don't have to look into other things, Lord, because it's one thing, if we can save ourselves, we will need you, but we need you every step of the way, and there is no other above your name, and that is Jesus. Thank you once again for this opportunity. In Jesus' name, amen. Now you're back in the head.
You have been listening to the Wednesday Weekly Word with Pastor Charles St. James of the Tabernacle of Strength Christian Fellowship, a member church of Holy Tabernacle Outreach Mission Community. You may also visit the Tabernacle of Strength website at www.tabernacleofstrength.com. Let Pastor St. James know if this message was a blessing to you. You may also call toll-free at 888-523-4866. That's 888-523-HTOM. Also, tune in for the Friday Faith Prayer and Saturday for the Sunday School Preview at 6 p.m. God bless you, and we pray that you will always be on time, on task, and on a mission for God.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then, taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.